Good afternoon, good evening, actually. Good evening, everybody. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is Let's Have a Chat, Walking Leader Wednesday for August 14, 2019. How are you? How's it going? Hope you're having a great week so far. We're halfway there. We're not done yet, but we'll get there. Don't worry about that. We'll get there. So, today, Walking Leader Wednesday, we read from my good book, Great to Follow, the second book in the Walking Leader series, and you can find that book in, there it is, you can find that book in Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. It's in paperback, and it's also in ebook format, so be sure to download your copy or order your copy. That way you can follow along, play the home game. Okay, so today, rule number four of Great to Follow is ask questions. A little something in my throat, something in the air. Ask questions. So, always ask questions. Here we go. The only way to know is to ask. The only way to get something is to ask. The only way to move ahead is to ask. That is right. The only way you're going to learn how to do anything is to ask questions. Asking questions should be second nature for anyone in any business setting. It does not matter if you're a recent high school graduate or if you've been working for the company since it first opened the doors. You must ask questions. When all through your education you've asked questions, you probably asked so many questions that it drove your instructors batty. That's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. They needed to be asked those questions to know what you know, and to know that they were doing what they were doing, that they knew what they were doing as instructors. However, there is something very unfortunate happens to many people after leaving school. They stop asking questions because, well, for one, whether it's high school or undergraduate or graduate or a terminal degree, PhD or MD or JD, whatever. Guess what? At some point in that, the mindset kicks in as, oh, I know everything. I don't need anybody telling me anything. I don't need to know anything. I already know it all. And well, they stop asking questions as if by metamorphosis or magic beans, they all of a sudden know everything and do not need to question. They don't need to ask questions. This is when everything starts to go bad. The ego gets overinflated and the common sense processes in the brain seem to all but shut down. People just stop asking questions, and that is not a good thing. Failing to ask questions will let other people think you've got it under control. They will assume you know what to do, how to act, and you know how things are done around here until you go and do something to cause them to regret their assumptions. And usually they're going to regret their assumptions. Count on it. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So remember that, folks. Never let anyone assume they know anything about you. Never give them the opportunity to think that you got it under control, especially if you are a very recent new hire. Do not try to pull the wool over anyone's eyes because you will get caught. And when you do, I guarantee there will be hell to pay. Please do not be offended because it is for your own good, especially if no one has ever told you, then let me be the first. You don't know Jack. You don't know Jack. As a new hire or anyone with less than a year under your belt with the organization, it is safe to say you know nothing. Does it sound familiar? I'm not trying to insult your intelligence or belittle you, but I am trying to just tell you that you have a long way to go before you get to fully understand the structure of the organization, how things are done, and who is who in the organization. The only way to learn this and so much more is to ask questions. Folks, don't be afraid to ask questions. Questions is how we learn. Questions is how we grow. Questions is how we change. Because all it takes sometimes is somebody to ask that one question, and the next thing you know, we're landing on the moon. The next thing you know, a couple of miles just right down the road from here, SpaceX has their hopper. It wasn't there a while back. It wasn't there 5 years ago. Now, just through asking questions and looking at things and making things happen, it's, hey, why not? Why can't we put one there? There's the hopper right down the road, SpaceX hopper, less than an hour away from me. The world is going to change because of what's down the road. We're on the cusp here of what's just down the road from me. And all because somebody asked questions. So don't hesitate to ask questions. Do not hesitate. If you think it's beneath you, guess what? Go for it. See what else is going to be beneath you. See where you're going to find yourself. Because if you don't ask questions, you don't take the time to learn, you're going to have to make the time to learn a new skill, because you're going to find yourself by yourself without a job. Because if you don't ask questions and you don't learn how to do your job proficiently, guess what? They're not going to be waiting around for you to decide when you want to decide to catch up. That being said, ask questions. Don't be afraid. That's what they're there for. The only dumb question, or the only stupid question, is the question that is not asked. And that's just the bottom line. Folks, I'm Dave Guerra. This has been Walking Leader Wednesday for August 14, 2019. Have yourself a great evening. Have yourself a great Thursday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.